Hello, and welcome to Unquiet Blood, 12-Sided Stories 5e Vampire the Masquerade Show. This tale is rules light, story heavy, and covered in blood. And now, our GM, Mac Beauvais. Welcome to episode 6 of Unquiet Blood, a game of Vampire 5e. I am your GM, Mac Beauvais, and I have some players with me.
What? Play on, players! Hi, this is Terry Gamble. I'm happy to play Issachar, a lovely cult leader, but she may have punched one too far. I'm scared.
Oopsie.
Oopsies. Stronger than I look.
Yeah, nice. I'm Abrea Iyengar, and I'm playing Stella Martingale, the hipster succubus.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Maria Zarg, a German artiste.
And I'm Wes Otis, and I'm playing Jean LaRoche. And I have a very complicated relationship life right now. It's I got a new thing going on, and an old thing trying to end that, and it's all weird.
Okay, so last time there was some hijinks. A rival cult leader got punched in the face by Issachar.
Oops.
Yeah, completely shattering his nose, and he went running off. And so I'm sure there'll be no consequences whatsoever for those actions.
No,
fine. None.
You guys had some conversations with Brock, who is a vampire at the Bean that was approached by another vampire named Isabeau that seems to be trying to consolidate some sort of power again in San Diego. And also sounds like there's forces from LA that have been encroaching. Let's see. Stella had a really good time trying to eat somebody that had true faith, and it burninated her a lot.
I wasn't super trying to eat him. I was just going to get a little sneaky taste. Just
a little sneaky taste. Yep.
Like a puppy that licked a lime.
Yep.
Aww. That's the cutest.
Let's see. John decided to call up Chell and finally make that date, but it's for the Hellfire Club that's opening in a couple of nights, which we know is backed by the Sokar Company and seems to be tied into Isabeau, who is his sire.
Well, yes. I don't see a problem with that. It'd be all good. I'll protect her.
And everybody, as we left, John was making a call to the chief of police to discuss his concerns with bodies turning up, and the chief of police knows that he's a vampire and is looking into that for him. And you are all headed out to go see Madame Larev again. Or yeah. Madame Rev. I want to say Larev because of LaRoche.
I know. It's confusing.
Yeah, Madame Rev.
All right. Knock, knock, knock. Just kidding. Run that shield, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the barrier is holding tight right now.
Yeah, yeah. Does it look any stronger than it was the last time?
It doesn't seem to have gotten any stronger, but it definitely is keeping you guys at bay.
Oh, I thought we could pass through because we'd already been there.
Well, you'd been invited one time, but It seems like when you've shown up again, you can't seem to just walk in.
Can I try to, like, break her? I'm feeling spicy. There's a much cooler magic user in San Diego right now.
Let's see, you've got your blood sorcery, yeah?
Do
you have anything under that might apply?
No, I just want to, like, use my occult to see if I can, like, find, like, a weak point.
And a hole.
Yeah, just, like, a little poke.
Why don't you roll wits and occult for me?
All right.
This is going to be difficulty 8.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's very good magic. One. I got one.
One success. For one success with this barrier. You find one spot where it feels like you can kind of get your hand through,
mm-hmm.
and it feels real bad. It's super awkward, squelchy grossness.
Sweet. She pulls her hand down, like, is wiping it on nothing, like it's, like, wet and squishy, like, ugh.
Ugh, my whole hand feels like Band-Aid skin. This is the worst.
And the door to Madame Rev's slams open, and she comes walking out with a gun in her hand.
Yeah, that's
oh,
fair.
Oh, shit.
What are you...
We could get in last time, and this time we can't for some reason. We wanted to speak to you about important things.
And so you just thought you'd show up uninvited?
Yes, it was important, and we couldn't have... the bean might be in...
Infiltrated. Yeah,
infiltrated. There might be somebody that would hear us, and we couldn't go back there. You understand.
Well, you have to understand that I am also protecting myself. There's a reason that I am as old as I am.
I understand that as well. We just need to speak to you. We can speak out here. I mean, there may not be other ears nearby, but I'm sure we'd be fine.
You have a little bit of a hole in your defense. Like, right?
I'll be sure to have that.
There. Oh, I hate touching it.
Into. And she, again, does invites you individually each in and into the house. Now, what is it that you wanted to speak with me about? And she sets the gun down by the side of her chair.
Well, I tell her everything about Isabeau and the club opening, and what else am I forgetting?
That, I mean, she's already up to date on everything else, but...
Well, that it's Isabeau, that she's your sire,
right?
That, you know.
Well, I think we told her that my sire was in town and was causing problems the last time we were here. But the main thing is now... We know that someone's trying to, like...
Recruit all these people, too.
Right, yeah.
And trying to make a new order.
Yeah, make a play.
So, it does seem like perhaps there's something of a cleansing going on, as we had discussed before.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're trying to figure out the next moves to make to possibly not let that happen.
Well... The people are going to want something to rally around, and that sounds going to sound mighty appealing to a lot of folks.
Why? What has been so bad for the other vampires? We seem to be out of touch, obviously. I mean, what's going wrong?
Having the Inquisition back in town. And
are we sure about that? I mean, we know some thin bloods have been taken out, but we don't know who's been doing that.
I'm pretty sure Isabeau is the one taking out the thin bloods, but we have heard rumors
of she's creating a problem to solve a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like we did.
She's making us look like fools, and we're sitting here with Madame Rev, no offense to you, instead of being the leadership that we would want to see in the city.
There is a power gap.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, people do like having... leaders to look up to.
Correct.
Whether or not you agree with that.
So maybe we should go back to... Maybe we should go to the bean and lay down the law, as it were, and tell people... I'm getting the metaphor thing. I'm getting there. we should go back there and tell them who's in charge and maybe even try to force some more information... out of a few of them that might not understand.
Okay. We should have a place to hold court. Do we want it to be Satan's Bean?
I'm afraid that is up to you.
I don't want to take over your establishment, Madame Rev, and cause a problem there.
Have your income become an issue. That does not sound like a good thing.
I feel like we might be able to take over sacred ground, though.
I agree.
I just have a feeling that they might have an opening for maybe some leadership there. Maybe we could use the space.
Isn't sacred grounds all mortals?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
Aren't you hungry a little bit, though?
No, I'm very hungry.
I'm famished.
I feel like someone's followers might be falling off. Might be some space for us to create a...
How quickly with the texting can we get the other vampires to maybe meet us there, and we can put on a demonstration of
our might and power,
our might and our leadership, of and then have a conversation with those who would like to listen.
I mean, okay,
I like this.
Pretty
I
swiftly,
like what we're doing.
I think we could actually maybe just even put a tweet or two out.
That's what I was thinking. You, Stella, and you, Isakar.
Oh,
no
I don't
more.
Have a phone anymore.
Oh, yes. You
can use mine.
Thank you.
You could use mine, and it's like this fucking brick.
I shatter his phone. Oopsie. I'm so sorry.
How can I talk to anyone without... It'll take me 6 months to find one.
Oh, my God. I hate it so much. I got a hookup at an old Radio Shack that used to be a Radio Shack. That's now...
What's a Radio Shack?
It's a shack with radios, right? That's...
Aren't you older than radio?
I am.
Like, way. That's wild.
I think I'm older than vaudeville. Yes, I am.
That was a good joke. Nice. I'm a little concerned about gathering a bunch of vampires at a mortal establishment.
I'm sorry, what's the problem?
We shouldn't gather a lot of places. I know we are anti-Camarilla. I enjoy being a solo runner, but some of those rules existed for a very good reason.
I think we need to get at least enough of them there that we can suss out whether or not they're on our side or not. And if they are, then we can use them to help us spread the word of our leadership. And if they're not, we can take them out.
I'm only arguing about location.
I know, but I feel like Isakar would really like this to happen. So I'm willing to go along
what
with it.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything, but I feel like there might be an opening for some leadership in that area. And I think it might be helpful to have some ghouls on our side.
Okay.
All right. Madam Rev, you are obviously wise counsel for all of us. What do you think?
Honestly, I feel like I am getting far too old for this sort of thing. But the other vampires are going to be looking for leadership. The only thing that can be done is to really be able to show them that you can lead them and make it better than it was under the Camarilla. Under the Camarilla, there was more structure. There was understandings of how things ran. There was a system for disposing of dead bodies when accidents happen. And it's been some time since they've had those comforts.
So I believe that I can work out a deal with the morgue and the police to deal with bodies.
Sounds right.
We should be able to figure out some way to maybe figure out a system of which bars, Stella, are good to hunt at on what nights and which bars should be left alone on
okay.
what nights.
I can do that.
And then maybe we can figure out, Maria, with your abilities to make people guffaw over you. You can be our liaison between the three of us and the rest of the vampires. You can be the shoulder to cry on, as it were.
Yes, because I'm so warm and fuzzy.
No, but people do like you,
warm.
And they want to be like you. At least the vampires.
True. I cannot argue.
Yes. Does that work for everyone?
I think so, as long as I get to go over to Sacred Grounds.
All right. Well, while we're en route, Stella, can you text everyone and text at least like 15 other vampires that you know?
Can I borrow your phone?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Thanks.
I forgot.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's the plan. If everyone's cool with that, out of character.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, as always, keep me posted.
Of course.
We will call you next time instead of coming out here. That way no one will follow us and you will feel safer.
I would be very appreciative.
Okay.
And that way I also don't come out and shoot you.
Yes, that would be unfortunate.
I don't think you were going to shoot us.
We would appreciate that.
I think she would have.
No,
and
like,
she dead stares you in the eyes.
Yeah.
And it's this very calm, steady stare.
I mean, like, the others, not me specifically. All right, we're going. You should fix the hole. She just gets up and turns to leave.
All right, so, yeah, we head over to Sacred Ground. Oh, how much more time do we have tonight?
You guys have been pretty expedient. You've got a little bit more time, although probably wrangling all the vampires and trying to get them at short notice might be a little challenging.
So do we want to wait?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, wrangle everybody, say hey at sundown. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sacred ground.
Sacred ground.
I love a sundown service.
while we're, you know.
So it's our brunch.
Mm-hmm. While we're coordinating everything, I want to see who Sacred Grounds officially is owned by.
Okay.
Because if we can persuade that person
that we need it,
maybe make them a ghoul.
Yeah,
because your rival, Issachar, will no longer have a place to hang out, and we will.
Well, and I say this in the car, obviously. Also, as much as I trust Madame Rev, we can't really trust every single person, and we may want to make sure that any connections that come up are looked into. I don't think she's bad, but I've been stung before by people who will say that their allegiance are going one way and it's not that way.
Madame Rev's, I appreciate her. I appreciate what she's done for us and for the community, but her priority is self-preservation.
Absolutely.
Of course it is. For all of us.
So we have to be careful. I mean, we have to just...
Speak for yourself.
We have to make sure that, everybody, nobody wants to die. And I think that if she was given a choice, she wouldn't pick us. So we need to just be careful. That's all I'm saying.
Issachar, your phone starts ringing.
Sorry. Thank you. Hello?
Hey, hi, this is Ralph.
Yes, speak.
So the police were here?
Okay, and?
Asking questions, looking for you.
And?
Apparently you assaulted somebody?
No, they assaulted me. I was just in self-defense.
Yeah, well, we told them we didn't know where you were, but...
Perfect.
They're asking questions, and I thought you should know.
Thank you for letting me know. Is everyone safe and okay?
Everyone's safe and okay here. The police were a little confused, but, managed to sort out the situation.
Protocols were in place and everybody did what they needed to do, correct?
Yes.
Okay. As long as everyone is safe. How are you? Are you okay? You seem frazzled.
Well, this is all a little new and it's very confusing, and now the police are looking for you and I'm worried about my life choices.
No, you made the exact right choice. There will always be people on the wrong side pushing and prodding and trying to create chaos. But know that you are safe and you are sound and you are loved.
Any sort of...
Good, I hear you breathing now. Good. Continue to breathe and don't forget that you are special and you are chosen.
And if the police show up again?
Protocols should be followed again. Just let them know that I am trying to right a wrong and that it was self-defense if they ask.
Okay.
All right. Thank you much. Best cult leader ever.
Yeah.
Nailing it.
Cult leader of the year.
Oh, nothing. Girl. Okay, the police were at my place.
Why?
Oh, just, I might have had a little altercation with Edvard.
Which one was that?
He runs Sacred Ground.
Oh, son of... Okay, how bad did you hurt him?
Did you kill him?
Did you kill him?
I wish I had, but I didn't kill him. Just shattered his nose.
Oh, Issachar.
That's fine.
I mean...
I didn't mean to. Sometimes I forget my own strength, you know? But that's partly why I feel like there might be an opening for leadership in his space. And
I'm not objecting to you breaking his nose, but I am objecting to you doing it publicly.
I didn't mean to do it publicly, but he okay, he tried to make me feel like I wasn't enough, and I don't like that, and I don't appreciate that, and I take offense to that, because I'm more than enough, and I'm an amazing person, and an amazing vampire, and I do what I need to do. Okay?
No, so, I understand.
I'm just saying that right now, I keep hearing that they need a call for leadership. I feel like that's all I've been doing, and I've been waiting for this moment. I'm ready to take over, and I'm ready to make it happen. Okay? If they need power and structure, that is literally what I do every day.
I agree, and I think this is actually an interesting opportunity for us.
Well, yes, I do too. Go ahead.
Let's talk to the police.
Yes.
Let's sort out the situation, and we can, if we can get the police under our thumb, I think that's more than enough of a sign for our kindred to know.
Especially the specific detectives that are working on this, that might be to our benefit, definitely.
Oh, perfect.
Let's.
A friend of yours, John?
Well, they might not be, but they will be soon. Let's go over to the station that's nearest to Sacred Bean and Sacred Ground and see if we can find out some information. So I'm going to throw you a loop and go to the police station, which you weren't planning on.
Nope.
Yes.
So you go to the police station.
Yay.
I'm sure you had that already.
Yeah.
I sure did. I had all of that planned.
Sorry.
You're not sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Yeah, I'm not.
This is
you guys
the fun
have done
part.
It to me so many times.
Yeah.
All right. So you arrive at the police station, and it's, you know, the downtown station. It's pretty basic, what you would expect for...
Before we go in, I would suggest that just Issachar and I go in. Not saying that you're bad with people, Stella, but...
I'm not at all bad with people.
No, not at all.
Stella and I will keep lookout.
Okay. This particular situation needs some delicacy. Do you want to go? You can.
She just is going to give you a very interesting look.
I'm just saying, you, sometimes you speak before you think.
And you know, Stella, I would hate to be standing outside by myself. I can think of no better way to spend my time than to be talking with you.
I appreciate what you're doing. I don't need to be manipulated into staying outside. Go do what you need to do.
Okay. I'm sorry. That was awkward. Let's go.
You're awkward. Let's go.
Yes, I know. Let's go.
And then she looks like totally happy to be like chatting with you.
So I've come to clear up a situation. Someone was looking for me, saying that I had assaulted someone.
Okay. Can you give me some more information? Names?
Sure. There's a gentleman by the name of Edvard. He works or runs some... I think a church at Sacred Ground.
Okay.
Some might call it a cult. It's questionable. You've heard of him, though, haven't you?
Well, the name has trickled up. He causes problems for us now and again.
He's caused problems for me in my life, too. See, I have some friends that got caught and entangled with him, and I've tried to get them out. And it's been really difficult.
Ma'am, please be calm.
I'm sorry. It's just that I get really emotional sometimes. And it's my friends, and I love them. And he's basically brainwashed them. And I just want to make sure that they are safe. So he said some things to me about them, and I'm really worried for their safety. And he tried to assault me, and I had to push him off me. And I'm...
Oh, there, it's...
I might have broken his nose, I don't know, but it was scary, and there was blood, and then he ran away, and he said he was in it.
Can we talk with the detectives that are involved in the case?
Hold on a second. Gets up from her post and goes in the back for a few minutes. And another gentleman comes following her out, and she's like, you can hear just the tail end of their conversation. She's like, this one is super yours.
Oh, hi, officer.
Hi. What can I do for you?
Hi. I just was coming here because I heard someone was over around my place because, and I tell him the story I just told her. So, I just wanted to make sure you guys knew that it was purely in self-defense, and I don't know what else to tell you.
Must be a full moon or something this night. Oh,
so when she's talking, I kind of do awe.
Okay.
Just to, you know, make things a little bit more towards us.
Sure. Is that a contested role?
Manipulation and presence versus composure and intelligence. So I only got one.
One is all you need. He sucks.
All right.
So what are you trying to do?
I was thinking the same thing. Basically, what I'm doing is, according to the book, anyone in the presence of the vampire finds himself, their attention inexplicably drawn to them. So though he's talking to her, he's kind of looking at me and being in awe of me.
All right. So as Issachar continues with the story, he's going, uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. But staring at John.
The reason I'm here is I'm good friends with Issachar, and I know she wouldn't do anything malicious. Now, usually I would just call the chief of police to deal with the matter, but I felt like I needed to talk with you in particular because you deal with these people all the time. Is there anything else that they're doing? You seem to have been saying that there's a full moon.
Oh, it's just been a busy night. We've had a couple of... Well, I shouldn't be telling you this.
Oh, but you can. It's all right.
Just had a couple of weird bodies show up.
Oh, that is very unfortunate. Where did they show up?
We found one in a back alley and another one near the pier.
Oh, that's very unfortunate. And, this sacred grounds person that has accosted Issachar, he's involved?
No, it's a lot of weirdness tonight.
Issachar, you said he tried to push himself on you?
Yes, he tried to assault me. It was terrible.
You can see Issachar is not going to be a match for a large, brutish man like that.
I'm but a sweet little person.
So maybe we can come to an understanding and maybe you look into him a little bit more than Issachar?
Are you willing to give an official statement?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right, I'm going to need... And he runs down all the information that he's going to need from you.
Okay.
Do you have current ID and things like that?
I would hope so. I mean, I have survival really high, so I'm sure I've got to do some stuff.
Okay.
I got persuasion too, and intimidation, and awe. Should I roll some stuff?
Well, yeah, let's roll something because if you don't have like all the official stuff to give the police for the paperwork,
then it could be a hard time.
Yeah, so maybe you want to leave it and not have your name attached to it and all
sure.
of that. Why don't you do manipulation and persuasion?
Okay. That's two.
Two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're able to talk him into...
Befuddle a little.
Yeah, and he's just a little, between the two of you, kind of a little muddled, trying to figure everything out, and he's just...
It's been a weird night. It's been a rough night, huh?
Ugh, you have no idea.
I feel like I do a little bit. It's been a little rough for me, too.
Well, they are there, and, like, pats you very awkwardly on the shoulder.
That's okay. You don't have to do that.
Look, if anything comes up that you can share with us, don't be afraid to call. We would like to know. I mean, this has happened once already, and he really sees himself as a leader of people, but he's obviously just a schmuck, as you were. So, you
that
know...
That was the right use of a phrase, John.
Thank you.
Well, we will go ahead and have somebody look to pick him up.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'll let Miss Prescott know the wonderful job you're doing. I appreciate it.
Oh, that would be... Oh, you know?
Yes. If you have a card, I can make sure she gets your name.
Yeah. Gives you the card.
Thank you.
Seems very surprised by this, but also kind of pleased.
They're very good friends. Thank you so much for your help.
I didn't spend foreign politics for nothing.
It would be Chief Prescott.
Yeah, Chief Prescott. I know Chief Prescott, so maybe someday she'll be Miss Prescott to me, but now she's Chief. We will see you later. Thank you for your time.
So he goes ahead and goes back behind me, making phone calls and getting the wheels in motion. Meanwhile, outside, we have Stella and Maria.
Maria, what is John to you? It's obvious there's something between you. You're so warm with him.
There used to be something there, but... And I do still have affection for John. We do understand each other, but... He can be unbearable. I cannot be in a relationship with him. It was trying. So now we are just friends with a deep understanding of each other.
And you're willing to put everything that you've built here, this whole life, at risk for your friend with a deep understanding?
You must understand that, and I'm sure you do, because you've been around almost as long as I have. I'm only a little older than you. But in this life, having any kind of friend for a long time is difficult. So you treasure them.
Fair enough.
I want you both to roll wits plus awareness.
Yeah. 4.
Oof.
You.
1.
1.
I do also have heightened senses, so maybe that explains if she notices a thing.
Maria, you feel slightly uncomfortable, but Stella, you distinctly have the feeling that you're being watched.
Can I tell what direction it's coming from?
Up.
She's going to pull Maria close to her and then look up.
And you see a blonde woman peering down at you from the rooftop of the police building.
Nice.
And she pulls out something kind of largish and sort of wiggles it in, you know, like in the air, kind of like ha 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 with this big grin on her face and drops it down at you.
Yeah. If I've got you scooped, I'm going to scoot and run. Like, is there any way I could recognize what it was as she dropped it?
As it starts like coming towards you, it does not look like a bomb.
Cartoon
it actually
bomb.
Looks like a person's head
coming
out and goes on the pavement next to you.
What?
Sorry. Gross. Cool.
Do we recognize the head now?
Ah, cool. Who is it?
Stella does. It's Father Ominous.
No!
And you can hear with your heightened senses just a whisper of, I do believe you wanted this one. And the blonde head just disappears from view.
Oh, God. And I'm gonna chase her down. I'm gonna put you down, or yeah, I guess just like let you go, and I'm gonna try to go after if I can.
Okay.
Sweet.
Let's see how you do. Let's do a dex and athletics.
Oh, good. That's not things I'm good at. All right. 2 successes.
2 successes. You managed to get all the way up the outer staircases there. And, you know, you kind of like are able to hop up. It's an old building. So it's got the fire escape staircases on it. And you get up to the top and no one is there.
Okay.
But yeah. On the ground in blood is written, I want to speak to John.
She's the worst. And then, yeah, I like hop back down. And looking at you as I walk in, I'm going to say, I hope he's fucking worth all of this. And then I'm going to go like storm in to find you guys.
Because we're in front of a police station and we've just had a head dropped on the sidewalk next to us, I'm going to pretend to be far more upset than I actually am.
Fair enough.
It probably will take a couple seconds if you guys want to wrap something up.
We're wrapping up. We're about to walk out.
I think we were going to walk out.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So we walk out and find you guys upset, I guess.
Or about, I imagine it's sort of that mm-hmm. coming together of
it's like a Scooby-Doo
we're coming
moment.
In and oh, we're leaving. Yeah.
What is wrong?
She was here. She killed your pet.
What?
Which one?
Have a pet? What pet are you talking
about? Ominous.
What?
And then Christ. I like look over towards where the splat head is.
So I walk over to the head and I pick it up and like hold it like at eye level with me.
The last poor Ominous.
Yeah. Like,
oh, no, you weren't supposed to be taken this way. What am I going to do now? And I kind of put his forehead to my forehead and...
There's like two pieces of it.
it's pretty mangled badly. From being dropped from like three stories.
Yeah, I'm just holding it there. And I'm like, this isn't going to stop until I speak with her. I want you all to go to sleep, and we will meet tomorrow at Sacred Ground, as we spoke. Tell everybody where to show up. I am going to go back to my apartment and wait for her, because that is where she will, of course, probably be waiting. And I don't want her going to the ranch. I'll make sure that she knows I'm not with you. I will see you tomorrow. If I'm not around tomorrow, then do what you need to do to get the city in line, okay?
People have already died for you.
You don't know how many people have died for me. I've been around for a long time.
She was standing on top of a building you were in.
I know.
She can reach you whenever she wants. So why are you walking into her hands?
Because I need to try to keep her from killing more people I care about. Father Ominous was a good man and didn't deserve this. So, at least by her hand. And, anyway, go to the ranch and I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? And then I just walk off with Father Ominous in my hand.
And as you walk off, you realize this smells real good.
The blood?
Yeah.
Well, I take him back to the church, and I probably know where his room would be because I've staked out the church. And I sneak into his room and see if his body there, or is it just his... Is it empty?
The body is there, slumped over his desk.
All right, so I take the head and I put it next to the body, and then I leave. I'm really hungry the entire time, but I'm going to try really hard not to drink from him. Do you want me to make, like, a humanity roll or anything?
Yeah, I was actually looking at that.
Yeah. I got one success.
So you managed to hold it in. Basically, your humanity is how human are you still, and are you able to push back against some of those more base vampire instincts? So it's a sliding scale that can go up and down.
So, and the last thing I do before I leave the place is I call from his phone, because more than likely there's a phone in the directory or whatever.
Sure.
I call 911. I don't say anything, but I leave it off the hook mm-hmm. so that they'll know where to come. And then I leave.
Okay. So you go back to the church. Where is everybody else headed after this?
I'm not sure. I think I want to go scope Sacred Ground just one more time. Just take a little peek-see around and see if there's any parishioners that I can maybe...
You see
put a little bird into.
Outside.
Ooh. So.
And you see somebody being taken away in cuffs.
Yes. My plan has worked.
Yes. And you can wait it out if you want mm-hmm. to.
I'm just going
to
watch over in a nice stealthy spot, just in like with popcorn. Like my
enjoying like, the moment.
Virtual popcorn, you know, like savor
this moment.
There's
a lot of people being questioned. Mm-hmm. Some of them are crying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's like, I didn't do it.
They're like, no, we got the report. We're taking you in. So good. Yes.
Got a blank space, baby.
All right, so you spend...
I'll take your cult.
So you wait for them all to clear out. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah.
and I'll find some distraught folks who are still there, and maybe make a couple new friends tonight.
Let's see how many you can actually convert.
Yeah.
So, I would like your a charisma and persuasion roll.
Well, that's not as much as you would think.
For a cult leader, no?
Yep, no. But that's okay. What am I trying to get?
Sixes.
That's two.
Two?
Nice.
Yeah, you managed to pull a couple of people over.
Yes.
They're pretty shaken up and...
they need someone to be there for them. It's time of need. Vulnerable people. Aww. Aww, so sweet. They shall go and infiltrate the rest with their friends now. Great. They should be ready for tomorrow.
And Stella?
Yeah, I'm going to go try and find some slightly less like shit-wrecked blood to deal with this hunger.
Nice.
Yeah. No, I won't do it. I'll walk across the street to Satan's Bean.
Okay.
And see if there's any, like, cool goth human that I can just be, like, very easily. Like, I'm just looking for low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. And you manage to find somebody. There's Sweet. Usually people hanging around, although it's kind of discouraged to hunt at Satan's Bean.
I know.
So August definitely gives you a look.
Yeah. Just, it's fine. It's fine. It's a one-time thing.
Off menu.
I want to drink off menu.
All right.
Don't tell.
I'm not going to be happy.
Don't tell on me. Don't tell.
How can I not?
You just don't. What?
It's what I do.
It's like impossible.
No, just like don't though. This one time. Look, we just came from Madame Rev. She was like, do what you need to do to establish a power base here.
I don't think she meant eat her patrons.
No, I just, like, it's not, like, eat all the way. It's drink a little bit. It's a power move. Just let it go. Don't say anything. Just don't.
I have to.
Why?
Because I have to.
You don't. And I want to use dominate.
Okay. Let's do it.
Four successes.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
She kind of...
and
shrinks away from you a little bit.
I get closer and I go, you're not going to tell Madame Rev. We, she and I, have an understanding. And I am one of the leaders of the city. You're going to let this one go.
Okay. God.
Okay.
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 I,
and she does like the awkward, like, moves up like a loose tendril of hair behind her ear.
She kind of just winces a little bit.
Yep. And then she turns, Stella turns and walks away.
August will remember this.
Telltale.
And where does Maria go?
Well, Maria needs a place to stay for the night. I mean, now that her blood dolls aren't there,
mm-hmm.
she's probably okay going back to the loft. Because okay. she just wanted to make sure they were safe.
Sure.
So she's going to go back to her loft and get ready to just stay the night.
Okay. Which you managed to go back and it's kind of the same as you left it. And fortunately, there's no more bodies.
Well, that's a plus.
Yeah. And then John goes back to his place.
I go to my apartment, which is not as cool as the rest of your places, but... it is what it is.
It's got so many crosses in it.
It's got all these crosses and books of, like, in Latin and ancient Greece and everything.
The door is ajar when you get there.
I walk to the door and I knock on it.
On your own door?
Yes.
And there's no answer from inside.
Look, is someone in there? Just say so. It's been a long night.
It's only going to get longer.
Oh, gee. All right. I walk in. You've never learned subtlety.
Oh, lover. Never.
We are not lovers. We haven't been for centuries. Now, will you please stop bothering my friends? Why do you even care at this point? You have so many others that you can have.
Because it's fun.
It is not... fun. You've lost every shred of your humanity at this point.
And you continue to cling to yours.
Lift my curse and put me on the same level as you, and then we can see who deserves to run this city.
Well, as far as I've seen, you are definitely not qualified.
Yes, I know what you think, and I have never really cared, but here we are, talking yet again. What do you want?
I want you. And I want you to come and work with me. And I don't want to force it.
That's funny. It seems like you've been trying to force it for the last couple of nights.
That's just a bit of fun.
It is not fun to kill a priest, you know that.
Oh, but it is. It's a lovely challenge.
It is not. He was a good man, even though he wasn't one of us. Look, I get it. We're not all good in the church, but the ones that are deserve to be left alone. You know that.
Do I?
Yes. I go to my refrigerator. Oh, yes, I don't drink. And then I go sit down on the couch. I'm like, I can't come with you.
Why not?
Because you're a horrible person. Literally. Like, everything you do just turns to... I don't know the metaphor for that one, but it's bad. It turns bad, and I don't want to be a part of it anymore. I have friends now, and I want you to leave them alone. Please, I'm asking you after all these years to just move on.
Oh, but I can't. And I won't. And, frankly, I don't give a damn about your friends.
Yes, that is clear.
Unless perhaps they want to be useful. And you could all be useful.
How exactly would we be useful to you?
Well, you have the trust of some of your compatriots, some measure of ability, and together we could make this city so much more.
And what's your ideal of so much more? Going back to the way that it was before?
With a better, stronger base in place.
We're not interested in that. I know Issachar, for one thing, is definitely looking forward to being the, how would you say, queen of the hill. And I think that she would do good at it. So I think we're going to say no. I can't speak for the rest of them, but I'm going to anyway. No. Look, you can do what you're going to do, but this time I'm going to have to kill you. Yeah, I know, laugh it up. But I'm really, really tired of all this, and you killed my father, my church, and I'm done.
She moves in a flash, okay. And she's got her hand around your throat. John, you're not nearly as strong as you think that you are.
No, but I have friends now, and you don't want to kill me. That would end the game.
Yes, and I'm not quite done playing.
I know. So, I might not be as strong as you.
And you never will be.
But, I do know how to play chess, and I will, you know, remove you from the board, as it were. I'm working on metaphors. Do you like it?
I hate it.
Well, good. Then I'll do more. Now, can you please leave? I want to go to bed.
All right, have it your way for now.
I'll have it my way every day now. I'm not going back with you.
You don't miss the power?
No, because you have all the power, and I'm sick of it.
Don't say I didn't try, John.
I say that all the time. You don't try. You don't care about relationships. It's all dominance. I'm not interested in that now.
All right, well, I'm sure we'll be seeing each other very soon.
We will be. Now leave.
And she very slowly just saunters out the door and then kicks it closed.
Like, holy shit, that's close. All right. And I go to sleep hungry.
So it's going to be the next night, and you guys have texted all the vampires that you want to meet at Sacred Grounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Let's do a nice rouse check for everybody.
Rouse check. Rise and shine. I got a critical failure.
Yay, you're hungry.
I'm so hungry. I made mine.
Yay.
It's
I'm
rare.
Not hungry for some reason. I'm drunk with power. Maybe that's why.
So I have a question, because I have three hunger.
Yeah. You're going to... Yeah. If you don't actually actively go out and hunt right now,
that's
you're going to be
gonna
able
do.
To... You're going to be unable to.
But I have really. A very specific thing that I want to do.
Okay.
I'm going to call the detective and... that's dealing with the case of Sacred Ground with the guy. What's the guy's name again?
Edvard.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, look, you know, I'm really close with Izakar, and this guy did something really bad, and I want to be the one that handles him. Would you let me do that? Just leave him out back, and I'll handle him. There'll be a favor for you in the future. If you do it.
Are you going to be doing a awe roll for this?
Yeah, I'm going to do an awe, and plus, you know, I've got politics and all nine yards thing, so.
So I'll roll against this guy again.
Okay.
Ooh. Ooh.
Bad.
Sounds like Ooh. Mac did a good.
1, 2, 3, 4. Did we tie?
No, he didn't fail a single one.
Oh, damn.
Ooh.
Excuse me? Are you trying to bribe me?
I'm not trying to bribe you. I'm just very angry at what he did, and I just need a moment with him.
Angry
I'm sorry.
Doesn't mean justice.
Sometimes it does. You know that. And you're a cop, right? You know that sometimes you get angry and you know the person's done something and the system won't work for you the way it's supposed to work. And you just get angry?
It's not my job to make those calls, and it's certainly not yours.
Okay, well, thank you for your time.
Don't call me again.
I won't. And I call the chief.
Yes, Sean?
Hey, I need this Edvard person to be... released into my custody. I tried to do it through the detective, but he's a little too non-corruptible, I guess. Anyway, I need you to
that
make a call.
That makes me feel really good about myself. Thank you, John.
Well, look, there's the difference between getting things done and not getting things done, and I need things done at this point. I need to speak to Edvard. I want him out in the back of the precinct. I will pick him up. And that's all you need to worry about.
I think there's bigger fish to fry here.
There are, and he's the first one I'm throwing into the pan. Now, unless you would like to be part of the dinner, you will do what I say.
Oh, so you're threatening me now?
I am, and I'm done dealing with things in a polite way. Now, you know who I know, and you know what I can do. So, please... just make the phone call. I'm a little on edge, and I'm not in the mood to talk.
You're just going to make more of a mess for me to clean up.
I know,
I'm
and you
still
will...
still the chief of police, even if you have put me in this position.
Right.
And this
I put
is a
you
human
in that,
affair.
I put you in the position so that you can do me the favors I need done. If you can't do it, then I'll put someone else in the position. Do you understand?
I want you to roll manipulation and intimidation.
Okay, so that's two.
Two?
Can you guarantee this isn't going to come back to me?
It won't. Look, I protect those who do what they're told, and I don't protect those that don't. You know that. Look, just put him out back. I will pick him up in 2 minutes, and he'll never be seen again.
I'll have him set for release, but this is still my station. This is still what I do, and I've been nothing if not helpful to you.
You have been, and the more that you're helpful for me, the longer you can stay in the position that you're in, of course. Now, I've got to go. I'm getting tired of this conversation already. I will talk to you later, and I just hang up. I'm really hungry.
You're hangry.
Mm. Yeah.
So I go to the back of the place and I wait. And if you want to do other people, can or can deal with this or whatever.
Well, actually, we should do that first because everybody is, I believe, headed to Sacred Grounds after this.
Yeah. So I go to the back.
Sure enough, Edvard's out there looking worse for wear.
Edvard, get in the car. I'm here to take you home.
Who the fuck are you?
Do you want to ride or not?
No, it's some rando.
I get out of the car.
And do you know who I am?
I grab his throat.
Let's do strength plus brawl.
I don't have much of that, but... that is one success.
Nice.
Okay. You're definitely strong enough to just like go and grab him around the throat. And he kind of, you can tell he wants to start shouting, but you gripped it tight enough that you're kind of crushing down on his windpipe.
Right. So, Edvard, let me explain something to you. I am not some random person. I am a friend of Issachar, and I am here to deal with you. Now, you can either get in the car or you can get in the trunk. It is up to you. Trunk or car, which one do you want?
And he's just scrabbling at the hand around his throat.
Okay, I throw him into the back of the car, and I punch him as hard as I can to knock him out.
Give me another another roll.
Two successes, two nines.
Oh yeah, he is knocked the fuck out, and you re-break the set nose because he's got the bandages all across his face, and the blood just starts pouring out and starts to soak through the bandages.
Yum. Mm. Hungy.
So I go to a dark alleyway. I take two from him. I don't kill him.
Oh, okay.
But I take two from him from what he's knocked out, and then I somehow, if I have something in the car that I can, you know, gag him with, I throw him in the trunk for later.
You could probably gag him with the, pull the like bloody bandages that are already on his face, and you use those to gag him.
Right, and then I throw him in the trunk, and then I go to Sacred Ground. Okay. And when I see them, I go to Issachar and go, I have a present for you.
Aww.
Here, come with me. I'll show you.
Okay.
So we go to the trunk, and I open up the trunk, and there you go. I've dealt with it.
Oh, he looks beautiful.
I had to drink from him a little bit to, you know, satisfy a little blood lust, but, you know, he's all yours.
You would do that for me? But aren't you still starving?
I'm fine now. I can handle with the level I'm at. You know, I'm okay. And who knows? The knight is young.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be out. He'll be fine until we're done.
Are you sure? Are you sure we shouldn't finish him right now? Because I kind of want to finish him right now.
Go right ahead. I'll look out for you.
Okay, great. I love snacks.
Snacks.
No. Snacky time. All right, so I'm going to relish this blood.
But are you going to straight up kill him?
No, I want to leave him hanging. I want him to know.
Because you're not going to be able to take much more after the two without him needing to be hospitalized.
Oh, well then I'll just take a little.
All right.
That's it.
He's in bad shape. So there's a chance that.
He might die in the trunk?
There's possible.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. I mean, I'm not mad.
That's what hoses are for, right? If they die in the trunk, you can just clean it out. What was that awkward again?
Yeah, that was awkward again, John. But that's okay. I really appreciate your sentiments and the thought and care of getting this gift for me.
Why don't you roll your humanity for me?
Ooh. Where? Oh, yeah. Oh, I have... Oh, maybe I'm not very... Okay.
Yeah, you're choosing to... potentially let this guy just straight up die in the trunk of the car.
What am I rolling? How many do I roll, or do I roll all of that?
You roll all of those.
One.
Yeah, I'm running this a little bit differently.
Okay. And what do I need to roll higher then?
Sixes.
I believe in you.
Three? Mm-hmm.
You can do this, but it's going to eat at you real bad.
That I'm leaving him in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, you know...
things are hard, and he's made it difficult for me.
Okay. Okay.
I like it.
So you all enter sacred grounds and are greeted by a large number of vampires that you freed from the Camarilla's grip. And that's where we're going to end it.
Excellent.
Nice. Yay.
Excellent. Yeah. My people. Yay. My vampires.
So I am and will continue to be your GM, Mac Beauvais, and you can find me everywhere online as at Strange Like That. And you can also find me over with the Happy Jacks crew playing games every Monday.
Dope. Hi, I'm Terry Gamble. I was just Issachar, cult leader, and now bigger cult leader.
Yeah.
Taking over more of the world. you can find me taking over the world on the internet at the Terry Gamble or terrygamble.com and at Horror Movie Survival Guide, Scary Movie Podcast, and then at Saving Throw Show playing a crazy pirate. And then sometimes around town, if you're in the Los Angeles area at all, I'm running karaoke all over the city. So look out for that.
Nice.
I'm Abria Iyengar. You can catch me on the internet at Quiddie, Quiddie. And I stream a lot of TTRPGs, so you can catch me at Happy Jacks RPG, Hyper RPG, and Saving Throw Show.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on the socials at Michulhu, that's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also purchase my music through Plate Mail Games, through DriveThruRPG, or subscribe to us through BattleBards.
And I am Wes Otis, and you can find me at Plate Mail Games. You can also find me as well on Horror Movie Survival Guide, though I just record it while I listen to these awesome
people.
What do
you mean just? You make us sound so damn good.
But it's a really great show, so you definitely should check that out. And you can also find us on Twitter at 12 Sided Story, the number 12 Sided Stories, and on Instagram. Also, check us out, and you know, on whatever device you're listening to us on, you can like and subscribe or leave a review. That's always really cool. Plus, check us out on Patreon, where we give early access to videos and extra content. And thanks so much for listening.
And we will talk at you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.